Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Breaking news on The Fan, brought to you by Beat the Streak. For tips to win a $5.6 million prize, listen wherever you get your podcast. The Commanders have informed starting left tackle Charles Leno that they are releasing him, according to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Charles Leno being released, he is scheduled for hip surgery next week, which is not something that I had heard publicly. Don't know how serious that hip surgery is going to be, but he's entering the final year of his deal, Danny. Again, breaking news right now into 106.7 The Fan. According to Ian Rappaport, the Commanders have informed Charles Leno going into his 33-year-old season that he will not be back with the team. His base salary was going to be $11 million. He was going to count pretty sizably $15.5 million against their cap, which is a huge, huge number. Not for a starting left tackle by any means. That's actually still kind of a bargain if you have a really good left tackle. But for a guy who has been pretty average, going back to last season, I didn't think he was one of their bigger problems on the offensive line, but it hasn't been a strength. His cap number was jumping up from about $6.5 million last season to $15.5 million this year. So if you look at, you know, the ramifications, you're going to save sizable money. Now, there's going to be upwards of $8 million maybe in dead cap, depending on how they end up doing this release.
Right.
But they will save cap space, and now they've opened up the left tackle spot, presumably to be filled either by way of free agency or the draft.
This is one of the ones that made sense to me. It's the cruel, horrible business of football. What did that guy do wrong? You know what I mean? Just a great dude, as recognized by Man of the Year nominations and all the charity work that he did and how, you know, awesome he was coming on with us and dealing with folks in the media and the like. Really, really good person. An awesome dude and solid here. Outperformed the expectation, quite frankly. Kind of anchored that left side. And I know a lot of fans, you know, sort of, I think you could see it a lot more. Like a left tackle that maybe on an island sometimes where he gets beat, it makes him look terrible. But, you know, I would take him over a lot of guys in this league. Pretty good here. You know, and again, outperformed what people's expectations were. But this made sense to me, quite frankly. It's the unfortunate part of the business. But that cap number is big. You mentioned a dead cap hit. You still have $7 million in savings potentially. If you rolled it over post June 1st, you could split that dead cap number up a little bit. You could save $11 million this year. Not that they're up against it, but it's just an option. It depends on how they do it. But
it's not something I would do because they're not going to spend all their money.
Yeah, you got space.
And they've got so much cap space.
Yeah, I like doing it now, by the way, to do right by the veteran.
Yeah, so here's couple of things on Charles Leno. He would have been their fourth highest paid player against the cap this season. So it's McLaurin, cap number of 24.1, Deron Payne, 21.6 mil, Allen, 21.4 mil. Those are the three guys that got extended into those second contracts that were their draft picks under Ron Rivera. Charles Leno at 15.5 mil is one of the few wins, if you want to call it that, for the Rivera era. Remember, they signed him when the Bears had released him late in free agency, brought him in on what at the time was a discount deal. He then got a second contract. So with him off the books, and again, you mentioned some of the numbers here, but the dead money is 8.2 million. They have so much cap space this year. 87 million is what it's being speculated at in some places. I think because they don't have 51 guys signed on their roster and you've got to have your savings for your draft class of 10-plus players eventually, you know, the effective cap space is closer to between $70 and $75 million. But Adam Peters told us they're not going to spend all of their cap space anyway. So you probably just take your dead money now, get it out of the way so that's financially prudent. You don't have to worry about it in the future. They still save on this year's cap space, though, $7.3 million.
Right.
Like, they just created more cap space. Obviously, you've also created a hole at left tackle where We presumed one of the two tackles, at least, if not both, was going to be replaced. Well, now you know that Leno is certainly not coming back on the left side. The right tackle's Andrew Wiley, who now becomes their fourth highest paid player, believe it or not, after his free agent deal last year. In terms of cap numbers for 2024, McLaurin, Payne, and Allen, gold, silver, and bronze. With Leno out, now it's Wiley and then Logan Thomas. And Thomas is another name to watch here, whose cap number is about $8.3 million. The tight end position is not a strength for them, so you could certainly keep him around, but he's been pillaged by injuries the last couple of years. There would be very little dead money, about $1.8 million, if they moved on from him, and they could save about $6.5 million in cap space if they wanted to make that decision. But some of the names, if you look at it, Danny, in terms of who the guys that take up the majority of their cap are behind McLaurin, Payne, and Allen, all guys that there are questions about their roles moving forward, right? It's Charles Leno, who they're releasing, according to NFL Network. Andrew Wiley, coming off of a really disappointing season. Logan Thomas, a couple of years in a row where his production has waned. Nick Gates, they signed him to be the starting center. He got benched last year, is scheduled to make close to $5.7 mil against the cap. Jamin Davis, who has not performed the way they wanted as a former first-round pick. You know, that's what the top of their market looks like in terms of who they're shelling out cash to.
So you kind of pointed to this. It all sort of depends here on what you'd like to do. In terms of, I would move on. Again, I like Logan Thomas a lot too. Very similar in my feelings about Charles Leno. Both great dudes. But I would make that cap space available to me. But you also, you sort of flip it. You go, well, what are they going to do with it? Right? I mean, Adam Peters already told us, and you know they're not going to overspend. They're not going to go right up against the cap. And maybe whether you can argue whether they should or shouldn't. But the opportunity certainly is there to, you know, inject new life and have new personnel in a lot of spots. It just means that you've got to really get shopping. It just means that you've got, you know, you're creating more needs. And I think it's the prudent thing to do to, frankly, without a better term, to kind of keep pruning the hedges here, right? Where if you have a guy that is probably overpriced and isn't going to perform that way, especially if that report is true that Leno's going to come up and have hip surgery here coming out, you said, we believe his play is declining, this is not going to be worth it. You just do that even if you don't have anybody else right now this minute, right? Like, you just want to keep that practice of moving on from guys maybe a little bit early or when you know that they're production is not going to meet the expectation in the salary and it's affordable for you to move on, then you just do that.
Yeah, you mentioned it's kind to get a deal like this done and out of the way. If you're going to be cutting him, why wait? You know, let him know early, help him get into the market. The hip surgery obviously clouds things for him, as you referenced, but it also is indicative of the fact that they're about to go to work on this offensive line. A year after, Rivera and the Martys neglected to do so to the extent that they needed to, the first big move made this offseason by this group, the first hallmark kind of newsworthy decision to cut their left tackle and start over on the offensive line at one of the most important positions up front. I think that should tell you a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.